So today we're doing a deep dive into a strategy from the viral beauty strategist Miso. It's all about her lazy girl hack for, better skin and much better mornings.
And it really gets at that super relatable morning struggle. You wake up, look in the mirror, and just feel like your face went through a breakup overnight.
Yes, exactly. You're staring at 10 different bottles. You want that effortless clean girl look, but you just don't have the energy for all that layering. Miso talks about this tension between wanting to look great but ending up with a cakey mess.
Right. She calls it problem skin anxiety.
Yeah.
And she has this brilliant analogy for it. She says putting heavy makeup on dehydrated skin is like fixing a crack in the wall with a poster.
So you're hiding the crack, but the wall itself is still crumbling underneath.
That's it. You're suffocating it. Miso's whole thing is shifting from covering up to actually caring for your skin. It's all based on skip care, which is a huge deal in K-beauty.
Okay, skip care. So fewer steps. I like that. But the ingredient she brings up to do this, honestly, I have a hard time with the ick factor. Snail Miancin.
Snail secretion filtrate, yeah.
That doesn't make it sound any better. Are we really telling people to put, snail slime on their face? Is it sticky?
It's a valid question for sure. But Miso promises that modern formulations feel like luxury serums, not a gross science experiment. And biologically, it's a powerhouse. It has natural glycolic acid, which exfoliates, and glycoproteins that actually repair your skin barrier.
So it's self-healing biology that you're just applying to your
You
face.
got it. And for anyone with oily skin who thinks they need to dry their face out, Miso argues the complete opposite.
Real.
Yeah, oily skin is often just panicked, dehydrated skin producing more oil to compensate. If you give it hydration, it calms down.
Okay, fine. Let's say I can get past the snail thing. How do we get this on our face without adding like five more steps to the routine?
This is her key point. She points to a specific hybrid product, the FarmStay Snail Repair BB Cream.
How is that different from, say, a tinted moisturizer? Because those are usually so sheer, all the redness just shines right through.
Think of it more like blackout curtains that still feel like silk. It gives you that medium to high coverage, but because it's a blemish balm, that's what BB stands for, it's designed to heal the skin while it covers.
I also saw on the label it says SPF 50 plus and then PA plus plus plus. I know SPF is for sunburn, but what's the PA part?
Okay, so that PA rating measures UVA protection. SPF stops the burning rays, but PA stops the aging rays. Most makeup completely skips that. This gives you beach level protection from both.
Wow. Okay, so walk me through Miso's actual routine then. The San Francisco glow, she calls it. Is it complicated?
Not at all. It's so stripped back. It's just a gentle cleanser, a hydrating toner, a vitamin C serum, and then the Snail Repair BB cream. That's it.
Wait, no moisturizer, no separate sunscreen.
The BB cream is all of those. It
Yeah.
replaces them. And she has one really strict rule for applying it. Use your fingers.
Oh, really? I always use a sponge. I feel like I get streaks otherwise.
The warmth from your hands actually helps the product melt right into the skin. It makes it look natural, not like a mask sitting on top.
I have to admit, being completely done in 5 minutes sounds pretty incredible.
And it's not just about saving time, right? It's about using smarter ingredients to get better results. Miso sums it up perfectly. She says, skin is a relationship, not a project. You don't need to fix it, you just need to support it.
I really like that way of thinking about it. It makes you wonder if we stop treating our skin like a wall to be painted and start treating it like an ecosystem, what other imperfections might actually just be cries for hydration?
That's the question to ask.